to June 13th, that's when Israel launched this huge counteroffensive, Operation Rising Lion. This wasn't just like a tit-for-tat strike, this was big. We're talking over 100 military and nuclear sites hit inside Iran. Places like Natanz, Isfahan, Fordo, even the Iraq heavy water reactor. The scale is just
And it
huge.
wasn't just jets flying over. The reports we're seeing mentioned covert Mossad drones operating inside Iran, apparently disabling air defenses before the main strikes went in.
Clearing the path.
Pretty much. The stated goals were degrading missile launchers, hitting IRTC assets of Revolutionary Guard. It points to a really coordinated effort.
And the human cost. We have to mention that. It's stark. Reports are saying over 600 dead in Iran, and that includes civilians, tragically. On the Israeli side, 224 killed in their own strikes, plus, civilian casualties from the missile attacks coming back at them.
Yeah, the numbers are grim. Given that success you mentioned with disabling the air defenses and the number of sites hit, did Israel like achieve everything they wanted with Rising Lion, or did stuff get missed?
That's a really good question. The sources are a bit, well, they suggest substantial damage was done, significant hits to nuclear and military infrastructure.
Okay.
But Iran was still able to launch this big retaliatory barrage we saw hitting Soroka and Tel Aviv.
Right.